good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Thursday. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, I'm so thankful that you care to use your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful for you. And for those of you who are my Inner Circle, I cannot give thanks enough. I am always, always so grateful for you and so blessed by you. We're in a now moment that requires us to come to that point and place where we have an understanding and understanding that we have to go for what we know, and we can no longer afford to be so engaged in a system and a government that has proven itself to be deserving of everything that's coming to it as a result of being so haughty, so outside of the order of existence that it continues to be in violation of the laws that govern us. And a piece of paper written by whoever, whenever, is not enough to get us out of the ditches and valleys of degradation and the sea of sickness, illness, and disease that so many people are drowning in as a result of the democratic processes that allow you to be as wicked as you want to be and be in a place where you have the right to pursue happiness because you are out of light and not being supported by those who have taken responsibility to disorient you towards what the purpose of existence is. And so now everybody is finding a quick door to get off the planet, and I'm the one to remind you that you will be dead a lot longer than you were ever here, so it's not a situation that you should be rushing towards. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that we need to be reoriented towards the purposes of existence as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place where we care to be realigned and reattuned with those purposes in our being able to exalt a full life's urge to master ourselves and be able to control ourselves to the degree to which we are functioning as intelligences of existence, and we do nothing to undermine ourselves. And when we have realized that we have been wrong for so long, and what is showing up for us is sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and suffering, and pain, and disdain, and loneliness, and all of this stuff, then you have to come to that place where you are willing to correct, because you can correct, you can be healed, you can be whole, you can really step out of what all of that is and be in a place and space where you're not only having the right to pursue happiness, but you are truly happy because you are realigned with your destiny. You are realigned with the laws that govern you. You are realigned with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. You are living life from the perspective of being centered in the reality that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you literally are supremely intelligence. In order for us to become enslaved, employed, unemployed, and distracted, dysfunctional, degraded, diseased people, creator knowledge, creation knowledge, and self-knowledge were those things that were removed from us and were replaced by reading, writing, arithmetic, and religion. We have to come to a point in place and space where we care to be whole, where we realize that somebody, as we were taught years and years ago, was on a world-conquering rampage, and they're still on a world-conquering rampage. And it's just like ants or roaches or whatever. It's like one generation comes, the next one comes, and the next one comes, and the next one comes, and continue the same old thing. And we're in a place and space where we have to realize that we can no longer be complicit and complacent with our annihilation. We cannot be serving the corporate entities and corporate deities of death and think that we don't have the right to death. We can no longer feel entitled to be wrong, entitled to be sinful, entitled to be as wicked as we want to be and feeling as though we only are here for the experience and whatever experience we have, it's okay. We're in a place and space where we have to realize that there is absolute law, there is absolute light, there is absolute wisdom, and there is absolute truth. And that gives you absolute leverage over all of the lies and the doctrines and the programs and the agendas and the propaganda and all of the programming that has and is going on that has us in a place and space where we act as if we really love the truth. We have gotten degrees and whatnot in theology and seminary, and we're preaching and teaching, and we are professing to know this and that, and we have all of these ones who are listening to us because of the books that we've written, and we've on tour, and we're saying this and we're saying that. But the bottom line is that we're out of alignment with the truth of our divinity, that we are not exalting the fullness of our rightness, our right use. We are still in a place and space where we are not conquering our subtle self deficits, that we have not really done the inner work of truly caring to be rightly aligned with ourselves and with that which aligns us in the truth of our being, so that we are not caught in compromising situations and circumstances that discredit us as a result of our professing all of these things. And then when you come down with the cancer and the heart disease and the lupus and all of these other issues that prove that you really don't know, because if you really did know, you would not be creating sickness, illness, and disease, and that would not be showing up for you. So you either know or you don't know, or you're ignoring what you know, or you really are not applying yourself to knowing, and you're just going on with the program, which is a program towards adulteration, which is a program that puts you in a position where you have thrown away your right to be perfect because you want to go follow the ones that keep saying, well, I'm not perfect, I'm not perfect, I'm not perfect. But every fiber of your being functions perfectly, and that which animates you and breathes you and beats your heart, it's perfect. It maintains the flotation of this realm perfectly. It is the fullness of all there is. It is beginningless and endless and infinite and eternal, and it causes all of the things to exist perfectly. So we in this now moment need to stop affirming the lie and affirm the absolute truth of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that perfect and absolute supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and intelligent enough to have given itself to so much of, to all of us, actually given so much of itself to absolutely everything and everyone. But we have been socialized by a system that puts profit over people, socialized by a system that cares more for paper than it does for human lives or for life in general. We are socialized by a people who have put themselves in a position where they feel entitled to bastardize and usurp and rape and capitalize and work towards your detriment, to depopulate you, to put you in a cataclysmic ride with demise called genocide. And so as much as we enjoy our living, for those of us who are truly enjoying our living, there are so many other ones who are in a realm and world of sickness, illness, dis-ease, disdain, dissatisfaction, discontent, distraught. You understand? The dis-energy as a result of being out of alignment with the truth of self, of how to really operate in this realm, to understand that there is law that governs all of our being. And when we are out of alignment with the laws of existence, then we have pain and suffering and disdain and discontent and dissatisfaction. But we are able to do something about that. That is not the will of existence, and that is not God punishing you or putting you in a vibration where it does not favor you. You are highly favored with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. But if you are not honoring and respecting yourself, if you are not honoring and respecting the absolute functioning of your being, and you are following the programs, you're following the commercials, you're following the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, then you are not having the fullness of the beauty and the blessedness of dwelling in the abundance and the happiness and the joy and the delight and the peace and the victory and the triumph that could be yours if you would have it. If you would ask for it, if you would claim it. We've been socialized to feel as though eating the flesh of a dead animal is good eating. And we don't want to even think about it from the perspective of it being the flesh of a dead animal. You want to call it chicken and meat and this and that, but no, it's the flesh of a dead animal. And the more we are consciously thinking about the actuality and the truth of what it is factually, then you get leverage, because you are a spirit that dwells in that body, and you are making choices by virtue of the way that you're thinking or not. And so I'm the one to encourage you to think about where you are and what it is you really want. Because if you don't mind killing yourself on a daily basis by consuming the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, MSG, white sugar, Splenda, Equal, and all of this garbage, and then add tobacco and beedies and cigarettes and stuff on top of that, then no, you are killing yourself. And if you don't mind doing that, and if you really love doing that, then don't complain about your pain and your suffering and your gout and your arthritis and your rheumatism and your heart palpitations and your asthma and your COD and all of these other issues that you're going to have and having. I'm just saying, if you love killing yourself, then dang it, love dying and love your suffering and love your pain. But leave the dang one doctors alone. Because they're not doing anything for you. Okay? And if you don't mind dying, then don't mind dying. Actually, if you really just love dying, then just get the hell on and stop all of the suffering and pain and all of that. I just don't understand why you would want to aggravate and just lengthen that process of suffering and coming to that point where you're creating all kinds of issues where you can't wipe your own behind, and you're going to be entrusted to people who are not going to want to wipe your behind either, and they're not going to want to open up the bowel, which is one of the first things that you have to do if you want to be healed. And they're not going to want to do that because they're not going to want to wipe your butt 2 and 3 and 4 times a day. And that is really the way that it is. So we have to realize that you have this now moment to get a grip. You've got this now moment to raise completely up. You've got this now moment to make a decision as to whether you're going to live and thrive in the rest of your life, or whether you're going to continue to undermine yourself and then be all dissatisfied. And then you're going to be paying attention to the bad news and paying attention to all of the wickedness and all of this, but you are not helping. When we are here to be the answers and to bring the solutions, we are here to glorify our Creator. We are here to exalt a full life's urge. We are here to self-actualize, to self-realize, to be the ones that we are on behalf of all of the ones who have come before us. We are the ones who can make a difference in our now moment. We can join the rest of the realms in really coming to order, because the earth is a part of a cosmic administration that is under cosmic law, universal law. And there are other beings that are concerned about the progression of Mother Earth and her creatures. And so the inconsistency and contradiction that we are experiencing can only be eliminated when we become completely committed to being in the integrity of ourselves. You are already so divine. You are already so awesome. You are already so talented. There is God in you. You are in a place and space where you will never, ever be able to be awarded or rewarded or beg, borrow, steal, or earn anything greater than who and what you already are, but naked. And all I'm reminding you is to appreciate the divinity of your being and to understand that you and your being operates by absolute law. And it is when we know the law and love the law with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, with our whole might. This is how we have leverage under a system of divisiveness where each individual, which should be indivisible, has been divided within itself in that we are no longer exalting a full life's urge. We do things on a daily basis that undermines our cellular functioning. And as we undermine our cellular functioning, we undermine the progression of ourselves. And this is where we can make the changes, and this is what we can change. You understand, there's nothing that we can do outside of ourselves until we gain the consistency over time, the maturity. Maturity I define as being successful in consistently doing that which is truly in your best interest over time. And so we have many ones who have grown up, had children, got grandchildren, and they never truly matured, because they were loving being on the path of adulteration. And here it is, 50, 60, 70 years old. They're still getting high. They're still drinking alcohol. They're still feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, because they were following the program and not seeking the purpose in being. And so there are those who follow the program and those who seek purpose in being. And they say, oh, well, there are those who have and those who have not. You understand what I'm saying? No, there are those who care to be right and there are those who don't care to be right. And I'm encouraging everybody to be rightly aligned in the essence of yourself, because everybody's blessing is life itself. And in order to have leverage over a world system of divisiveness, then we've got to step out of the boxes and the categories that we've been divided up into and really focus on that which is the harmony of the whole of us. And that is the intelligence that beats each of our hearts. So it doesn't matter what race of people you think you are. You understand? There's only one race, and it's human. From the lightest light to the darkest dark. From wherever you may have emerged upon the planet, from whatever quadrant of the galaxy that you came from, through the womb of your mother, sparked by that divine energy from your fathers, we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we may have had lifetimes before these ones to come to that place and space where we have had so many earthly experiences already, but still the degrees of responsibility and duty and obligation urge us to understand that we are here to literally have the divine experience in our humanity. To understand that we have the opportunity and we have the responsibility to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And in our now moment, it is for each of us to consciously care to be completely cleared of our mistakes, cleared of those actions and activities and thoughts and things that no longer support us, if they ever did, but to come to a point in place where you are wholeheartedly committed to your life, wholeheartedly committed to being, wholeheartedly committed to being law-filled and loving as the fulfillment of the law, kind and courteous and generous and whatnot. You can see how people treat themselves. You understand? They treat themselves like garbage, but then they take real good care of their cars. You understand? They treat themselves. They even mistreat and neglect their children and take better care of their cars. These are people who have been truly adulterated and are following a program. They are not in their own authenticity. They are not exalting a full life's urge. They are not properly aligned with the purposes of existence. And many people have not even begun to wonder what the purpose of being is. And even if they do, it might be during those moments where they done got so high, where they're sitting delirious and they're sitting back thinking about all of these things. And then once they have the high come down, they go back to eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and killing themselves. We're creating blockage and obstruction. The forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the church, the government, and the divisiveness, the corporate deities of death, that's what they're doing, creating blockage and obstruction, blocking the individual from the fullness of its divinity. You understand? So that if you have been consuming all of these things for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, then by the time you get to a point where you realize the error of the way and you are ready to correct because you've been motivated, and now that you have cancer and heart disease and diabetes and pain and suffering and all of this stuff, so thank God that you got God got your attention now, right? So now it's time to clean up. And I'm really encouraging you to realize that whatever it is and however long you've been in it, you can be intensely intentional in consistently applying yourself to exalting that full life's urge and claiming your life, reclaiming your life, and aligning yourself with exalted purpose in being, because you are here to make a difference in this world, and you can make a difference in this world, and you can use everything towards your greater good. You don't have to be undermined by anything once you are wholeheartedly, fully focused in doing that which is yours to do on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of your mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and all of the ones that we cannot even name. We have been blessed with the inheritance that we have through our genealogy, and there is greatness in each and every one of us. But now you just need to decide that you want to be your greater self, that you're not going to continue to sit around and just throw yourself away, you know, and just waste your time when you could be doing that which reverses the conditions and situations that have been set up. You understand? Where you are able to realize that where you spend your money, some of it will never come back to you, so that you have to learn how to use the resources that you have. And money is only one of the resources that you have. But your life force is the greatest one. Your life currency is what you should be using your paper currency to intensify and to regenerate. And we have all of these ones who are busy, busy, busy generating a paper currency to the detriment of their life force, to the detriment of their children, their homes, and their families, to the detriment of themselves and to everybody else. And this is what and why we, the people, have to come to a better place within ourselves in our day-to-day activities, so that we are exalting a full life's urge and doing nothing to undermine ourselves. And we are investing whatever paper currency we have in that which comes from the earth to help clear us and cleanse us and purify us, so that we are able to create new blood. For it is the condition and the quality of the blood that lays foundation for the quality of the spirit, because it is the condition of the blood that lays foundation for the quality of the thought, and the quality of the thought lays foundation for the quality of the choices, and the consistency and the quality of choices is going to lay foundation for the quality of your life. And you were given one life. It's an eternal life. Why throw it all away on 10, 15, 20, 30 years of delighting in the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of that? And you can think that, okay, well, if you don't get it right this time, then you can die and come back again. But if you have created so much blockage and obstruction in this time, how do you get out of your body alive if the pineal gland was completely calcified and your thyroid and your hypothalamus and all your other glands and all of your energy centers, which should be activated and truly activated because of the mastery of yourself and your thoughts and your mindset and your intention and whatnot, so that you really did the inner work. That's how you really get out of here alive. And I'm just saying, we have to commit to life and commit to the eternal life, and to know that life is should not be ending in this thing called death, and that there is a real death. And we've been taught to be on the path of death, but then we want to deny that there is a real death. You say, oh, well, you know, everybody has to die. But then, well, when people do die as a result of following the path of death, then you want to think that they've been exalted into the exalted spirit realms, and they've gone and ascended at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and then Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and all of that. That, and I don't know about all of that, but you can just take some time and get real quiet and get still and ask and knock and seek. But I'm just encourage you to realize that the cleaner your blood, the greater your clarity, the more you are praying and asking and seeking and knocking to be in the fullness of yourself as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, the greater the spirits will respond to you, or the greater spirits will respond to you, because the lesser spirits may respond to you too. You understand? So we are beings of inspiration, but depending on the quality of your blood and where you dwell and what your passions and your lusts are, that's going to be a determining factor as to the quality of spirit that is drawn to you, attaches itself to you, with you day and night, in the bed with you sleep. You don't even know that it's there. And so I'm just saying, you got to be very mindful about the life that you're living, and wanting to be in a place where you're truly living, truly loving, truly honoring the blessedness of your being in a place and space where it's not that you have the right to pursue happiness now that they're trying to kill you. You understand? It's like everybody's on this cataclysmic ride with demise, and on that path of death and adulteration that has been issued by the government and supported by the churches and supported by the educational institutions, then you have the right to pursue happiness. Now, happiness comes as a result of you responding correctly and directly to the light in which you're already immersed, getting into the light, being the light, striving with a wholehearted effort to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, and that which truly beats your heart and that which breathes you. That absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, that fills all spaces. You understand? You have the opportunity to communicate with it all the time, and you were told to pray without ceasing. You were told to knock. You were told to ask. You were told to seek. And being in a place where you are knocking upon the doors of your own soul, upon the doors of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, you are seeking to live in the fullness of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence. You are praying, acknowledging the presence of the absolute with each and every breath, unceasingly, like you're breathing, like your heart is beating, caring, forgiving, self-mastering, self-controlling, self-actualizing, self-realizing, and exalting a full life surge, creative, dynamic, and really striving for the things that most people won't strive for, the impeccable integrity that truly aligns you with destiny, which is leaving the planet as a conscious immortal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for preferring to be right where you are as opposed to all of the other places in the world that you could be. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful and so appreciative of you and praying that you are ever more inspired to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of your absolute and supreme intelligence, for that is what is needed in this now moment, that we are each standing in our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It fills all spaces. It is all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. There is nowhere where any of us has been where it was not there. It beats our heart. It breathes us. It is our common unity. It is the lowest and the highest common denominator. And we're in a now moment where it is its day of triumph, because there is no triumph that can happen except for absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth. That's the requisite of absolute law, so that if you truly care to be successful in your life, then you have to be truly diligent, persistent in your commitments and recommitting yourself, whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, to being completely cleared and cleansed of the violations, the trespasses, the lies, the inconsistencies, the degrees of cellular toxicity that put us in a place where we have been creating sickness, illness, and disease for as long as we have been living. And this pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is laying foundation for massive death, so that our now moment requires us to understand that we have been under a world-conquering rampage consistently over time that literally has been and is genocide. And being in a place where you are having all these conversations about all these other things, but you are not consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, means that your conversation is really neither here nor there. Because your real conversation has to be about, oh, absolute and supreme intelligence, I thank you that I'm completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so I can be completely revivified in the light of your absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all of humanity and humankind. See, you have to pay attention to the conversations that ones and ones are having. Why? Because where it is divided, divisiveness, there is no light. And we have to understand how light works. Light always works towards the best interests of the whole and works towards the wholeness of everything and everybody. Because the intelligence of existence is that intelligent where it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time, including all of those who creep and crawl and fly and burrow and whatnot, so that the whole of us, the planet itself, and all of those that she hosts, we are in a place where our lives are hanging in the balance because of the efforts of those who have no commitment to the wholeness, those who have no commitment to the love, to the laws that govern existence itself, those who are not properly oriented in having an understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, means that we are here to exalt life, and that generating a livelihood based on capitalism, let the buyer beware, laissez-faire, and all of this, you know, this Luciferianism where the government can act as if it is entitled to generate trillion-dollar resources on making everybody sick, ill, diseased, and profit off of the degradation that comes as a result of that. So that all of those of us who have gone to college and we have become professional in whatever areas, all of those professions benefit to the detriment and the degradation of the people themselves. Whether it's the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the doctors, the lawyers, the criminal justice ones that become, you know, those who become the jailers and the probation officers, everybody benefits off the degradation of the people. And so in order for us to really understand what really has to happen now, the people themselves have to reach for life. They have to reach for the clarity of mind. They have to reach for the cleanliness of blood that lays foundation for the clarity of mind. It says, be ye renewed through the renewal of your mind. You can't renew your mind if you're still feeding off of pork and beef and chicken and fish and alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff. And just because you read the Bible and you go to mosque and you go here and you go here and go to these temples and then your body temple is full of garbage, full of the stench, full of the acidity, the toxicity, and all of that from having the rot, the decay and decomposition of carcasses of dead animals in your body temple. And those ones who think that their government, when they feed this way, they have no capacity for really being in the light when they have not come into the light of themselves. And those who elected these ones who have no light. Otherwise, they would understand that you cannot really vote those who are always about divisiveness and think that that's going to bring us to a greater place when there is absolute law. And the government is not absolved of the consequences of being lawless. Which is why we have to maintain our own position in light, to gain our positioning in light through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, and exalting a full life's urge, and also being in a place where we do not support the violation, the degradation, the slaughter, the murder, the bastardization of other beings, and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their progeny, and think that that's good eating. And that's what's being promoted everywhere. We're in a now moment where we have to understand that when you disconnect from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar products, then you are able to really disconnect from what you all refer to as the matrix. That you are a part of the matrix as long as you are into the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the alcohol, the champagne, and all of this. This is how you get hooked into these things. But to realize that nobody has created a greater way than the ways of existence. Nobody's created a greater way than the laws of existence. Nobody has outfought the intelligence of existence itself. Nobody has put a better plan in place. So for all of the books that are being written, you understand the greatest books are the books that are going to inspire you to do the depth of clearing, cleansing, purification, so that you are completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, revitalized, revivified, and standing in alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously caring to bring forth your gifts, to tap your own generational wealth through your own DNA activation, invoking your heritage, the strength of the lineages that you represent, and to know that you, in your own authenticity, is your greatest wealth. It is your greatest access to the greatest infinity of possibilities, that the clarity of mind gives you the opportunity to be able to hold the focused thought, to be able to think from a place of the creator's activity, the creator being the intelligence of existence that creates towards the best interests and the benefit of everything and everybody. And we have all benefited and are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the labor and the skills and the talent and the service and the sacrifices of those who will always remain nameless. But the lineages that each of us represent deserve to be represented in the light of the truth of the all that we each are. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be in alignment with that which is absolute light. And to know that the fulfillment of the law that is absolute light is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that we're supposed to be dying from something, because everybody that is born dies. So that when you start really trying to detox, as that seems to be the buzzword for right now, detox, detox, detox. But the issue is commit, 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 commit to living, commit, commit, commit to life, commit, commit, commit to law, commit, commit, commit to love. You understand? So that you are able to do more than detoxing, just so that you stay the hand of death against you for just a little while, but you still believe that you're supposed to be dying. And I'm the one to remind you that we should not be dying at all. That death is the wages of sin. Their books say that. That death is that which comes as a result of your body temple being completely under siege, and that you have turned your temple, where you should be communing with the true spirit of God, the intelligence of existence, your angels, your guides, your guardians. You have turned the body, the temple of the living God and goddess, into a cemetery for decaying and rotting corpses. And this is where the cancer is coming from, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and all of the disease. So to be in a pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death, where we have more people of all hues, of all races, dying in greater numbers from all of this sickness, illness, and disease that did not exist 50 years ago, means that there has been absolutely no progression for all of the getting, for all of the producing, for all of the manufacturing, for all of the technology, for all of the things that we have, to not have a greater intention towards living lawfully, lovingly, to fulfill destiny, means that we've been completely disoriented in living. And disorientation, misorientation, miseducation, violation charged upon yourselves means that you are literally in violation of your duty, obligation, and responsibility as those who are the perpetuators of lineages of people, so that your violations are charged upon your children. And for our children to come to a point in place where they cannot trust, or they are trusting those who really have shown that they do not need to be trusted, because they have not figured out what life is. That they really don't know, that they feel that treating their children to death, to hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and whatnot, is the way that you raise children. And it matters that we are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility in the perpetuation of life, in the exaltation of love. It matters that we care to be cleansed from the violation of violent beings. The violence starts when you bring the flesh of violated beings into your body consistently over decades as food. The depression, the sadness, the blockage, the obstruction, the obesity, all of these things create the quality of oppression, suppression, depression, that puts us in a place where we are not able to stand in our own authenticity, that which we were created to do, we are unable to do. So that there literally is no success that we could possibly have in living when we have not understood that there is purpose in existence, in self-evolutionary development, purpose in existence, in harmonizing with the absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, purpose in existence, in being purposed, in the exaltation of life and the harmony of the whole of existence itself, which is what love really is. That you can't be about love one day and then be hating and killing people the next day. That means you're not in love at all. You can't come to a point and place where you're going to put so much resources into creating more divisiveness when you depend upon the people who you are marginalizing. You depend upon these people because we are benefited by everybody. The world is not that big now. Everybody has gifts and bringing their gifts forward. So to put so much $1 billion into extending a wall to separate us from those who are providing us food, our mangoes, our avocados, all of the things that we can't produce here in this North America, coming out of Mexico. You understand? So whatever you levy against them is a levy against us because we are benefiting from them. Life is a give and take. We're here to service and share with each other. And then to say, oh, well, I want everything that you have, but you can't have nothing from us. That's stupid. Stupidity cannot reign. Wickedness cannot reign. You understand? But what will happen is that 40 days of rain and 40 days and nights of rain, we can't take it. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we have to realize that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the laws are exacting. And where you are lawless, where you are hateful, where you are divisive, you will be punished for it. But the punishment, it doesn't just come to you. It comes to those who say that they're Americans. It comes to those who are signing off on it. Those who are feeling entitled to be divisive because this is the disorder of the day. We've seen it all before. Nothing new. There are those who felt entitled because of their whiteness. You know, and as long as whiteness was entitled, then they didn't have any complaints. They weren't complaining about the marginalization about our indigenous families or the enslavement of our African families or now the consistent incarceration, entrapment, ambassadorization, usurpation, and devastation of all of our communities. But now that they have lost jobs because what? Because Chevrolet and all of these ones who you get their nice trucks, these things are being produced in Mexico. We think they're American made. Why? Because it's cheaper. You understand? Just like everybody starts sending their jobs over here to the Philippines and sending their jobs over here to Indonesia and sending their jobs over here. And then after a while, the waters are raised up and just going, don't you think that it's going to affect us? It will affect us. The storms are brewing. The waters are rising. The ice is melting. You understand? We cannot fight Mother Earth and Mother Nature and the laws of existence itself. You either surrender unto them and get into it so that you will be triumphant because love reigns supreme. Light is the fullness of all there is that is needed. And we have the opportunity to attune ourselves unto it, to be the vehicles and vessels of it, to have an understanding and an understanding as to what needs to happen and to have the courage and access to whatever is needed to bring it, to produce it. But you can't follow wickedness and think that you're going to be all right. If people had real sense, those who are government and whatnot, then they would make sure that our elders are taken care of. If those who have profited so heavily off of the patronage of all of these ones who have smoked your cigarettes for 30, 40, 50 years, now they need some financial assistance. You are the ones who really are responsible for helping them in terms of the medical care. You understand? But when you have the corporate deities of death who have profited by billions of dollars, who have literally robbed the people of their life force, and then they act as if they have no responsibility to the people themselves. We're in a place and space where wisdom is needed. Love is needed. Light is needed. But you can't get to that if you will not respect the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. We can't talk about Black Lives Matter and then the chicken's life don't matter, the cow's life don't matter, the pig's life don't matter. You understand? And y'all continually eating all of this garbage. And then get mad because you get shot over here and this one gets shot over here and this one gets shot over here. But then you've got tens of thousands of people dying every month. So you're not paying attention to the real genocide. You are participating with the genocide. And that's why I'm the one to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you have created situations and circumstances by virtue of your own choices and what you have been doing consistently over time. And even though this has been a program of miseducation and religious training and whatnot, now you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to reprogram, to deprogram from the lie that you should be dying, to deprogram from the lie that you have to be on these medications all of this time, to deprogram from the lie that everybody dies and that's just a part of getting old, to realize that you have to step off the path of adulteration, being adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. Becoming intensely intentional and being restored in the integrity of the light of the truth of that which you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence. See, people want to be acting like they got it all and they ain't got it because they are full of bluff and grandeur. They are in vanity, not in their own authenticity. And being in your own authenticity, you are going to feel good about yourself. You're going to be confident about what you have to bring to the table. You will be faith-filled, knowing that you have the support of your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, your soul. You are not going to second-guess yourself. You are knowing that your life has value, that you are consciously reaching for that which substantiates you, that which enriches and enhances so that you are able to be enriching and enhancing wherever it is you show up. But to be in a place where you don't care as to whether you're creating sickness, illness, or disease or not within your body temple means that you are not paying attention to your children the way that is yours to do, or your grandchildren, or the children that are your students, those whose lives you are here to secure and enrich so that they do not have the pitfalls. They don't have to suffer. We're giving them the advantage of what we've learned. We're in a now moment that requires us to really know that we're here to serve the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God. That serving the government where you have no real commitment to the laws of existence does not yield and bring forth the greatest service. And those who care to serve the public through legislation and government, you can still bring intelligence to it. You can bring wisdom to it. You can bring love to it. You understand? We can infuse every system and every household, every nation can be infused with love and light and wisdom and truth, because that is what secures everybody's destiny. And so a boycott of the death industries is a necessity. Why? Because there are those who have profited, financially so anyway, to the detriment of everything and everybody else, which means that their prosperity is literally illusional and delusional, in the sense that absolute law does not allow for there to truly be prosperity to the detriment of anything or anybody at any time for any reason. And because the cows and the pigs and the chickens and the hens and the ducks and all of these creatures, 20 billion animals on an annual basis, are murdered and slaughtered so that their bodies are being fed to other animals that are being fed to you all, that you're feeding to your children and your pets. You understand that this is the root of the issue in terms of the speciesism, where humans, or those who want to be referred to as human beings, or those who refer to themselves as humankind, feel entitled to usurp the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And this is something that's going on all over the world. And then by the time you add the alcohol and the tobacco and the sugar and the meat from mad cows and pissed off chickens and catatonic sea creatures and all of that ones, and what should be good for us as food has become truly detrimental to our health and our lives, taking us in a place and space where you just don't know how long you will be dead, and that many people are dead before they even leave the planet. And I'm trying to get you to really understand that your life is your gift, and that life is that which is our common gift. And our day today should be in the celebration and the rejoicing of the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so absolutely and supremely intelligent that it has figured a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. So where our light is now is in exalting the oneness of existence. Our light is now in understanding how love works and the capacity that we have as living, thinking, speaking beings to bathe ourselves in the light and the love of being directly to the degree to which we are emanating, radiating, oozing the frequency and energy of love that is the harmony of truth. And this is the true salvation, and this is the true deliverance, and this is what is really, really needed. You cannot really gain any great power when you are consistently exalting divisiveness. That's the trap. We have been under this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness for too long, and it and all of those who practice it, who exalt it, who are about it, will experience the consequences of being out of alignment with the will and the way of life itself, and the will and the ways of existence itself, and the laws that govern existence itself. Governments are not absolved. Individuals are not absolved. Those who have great wealth because they have generated lies and psychologically, behaviorally modified people to think that they have the right to undermine themselves. There's no prosperity. There literally is impoverishment, a spiritual, mental, emotional impoverishment that we do not have to accept as our reality. But we do have to cleanse, and we do have to exalt a full life's urge to realize that the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormones, and all of these other chemical residues from the cigarettes, the alcohol, the drugs and whatnot, that this is where the cancer is coming from. This is where the Alzheimer's is coming from. This is where the dementia is coming from. The MS is coming from. All of the neurological diseases and all of these things that we have to care to be cleansing and nourishing ourselves daily. We cannot be our own worst enemy and undermining ourselves, and then think that anybody else and their misalignment is going to benefit you when you are not benefiting yourself. Where you master the process of exalting a full life's urge, where you come to that place where you do nothing that undermines you, then nobody else can undermine you either, because you see that when you align yourself with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, then the intelligences of existence got you. You're in a now moment where you have the opportunity to be completely supported spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, wholly, holistically, in being all that you are, in being the one that you are, and knowing that your life is our gift. And we're asking you to be full in your giving, to create the generosity of intention and spirit so that you are a blessing everywhere that you show up. And multiply this times millions of people, and we'll be all right through it all. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.